Chapter 2. Childhood Escapades. In 1984, Willow Creek was in the throes of change, much like the rest of the world. Michael Jackson's Thriller was a mainstay on the radio, and every child in town, it seemed, yearned for a Cabbage Patch Kid to call their own. In the Warner household, the twins' fifth birthday marked a new chapter of childhood, a time when imagination ruled and every day was a new opportunity for mischief and wonder. Daniel and Ethan, now with a little more of the world under their belts, were inseparable comrades. They embarked on backyard expeditions with the family dog Captain, a loyal golden retriever, as their trusty beast of burden. Their days were spent in a blur of action figures, crayon masterpieces, and the kind of raucous play that left grass stains and laughter in its wake. One Saturday, the boys discovered the magic of bicycles. The twins, with their helmets adorned with stickers of their favorite superheroes, took to the open driveway like ducks to water. Daniel, fearless as ever, pedaled with a ferocity that suggested he was trying to take flight. Ethan, cautious but determined, followed his brother's trail, his brow furrowed in concentration as he navigated the treacherous terrain of pebbles and cracks. Their foray into cycling was not without its bumps. Ethan's careful navigation paid off, and he rode with growing confidence, while Daniel's audacity saw him take a tumble into the bushes. The mishap was met with tears, which quickly turned to giggles as Captain bounded over to offer slobbery canine kisses, deemed the best cure for bruises in the Warner home. The twins' energy was inexhaustible, and Laura often said they could power the whole town if harnessed correctly. One fateful trip to the local mall during the holiday season proved just that. Amidst the chaos of shoppers, the allure of a toy store with its window display of Transformers and My Little Ponies drew the boys like moths to a flame. In a moment of distraction, as Laura perused the racks of a clothing store, Daniel and Ethan slipped away on a quest to see the wonders up close. When Laura realized her boys had vanished, panic surged through her like an electric current. She enlisted the help of mall security, and an announcement crackled over the loudspeakers, calling for the lost Warner twins. Meanwhile, Daniel and Ethan, oblivious to the stir they'd caused, had found their way to the food court. There, with the few coins given by their mother for a shared pretzel, they instead indulged in twin cones of chocolate ice cream, their faces smeared with evidence of their escapade. It was at the Target store where the family was finally reunited. Laura, frantic and relieved, scooped the boys into her arms, scolding and hugging them simultaneously. The twins, for their part, were bewildered by the fuss. To them, it had been an excellent adventure, one that ended with ice cream and a ride on the mall's carousel, courtesy of a kindly security guard. As they left the mall, hand in hand, the twins chattered excitedly about their adventure, while Laura made a mental note to keep a tighter grip on her little explorers. The day had been a testament to the boys' zest for life and their mother's unwavering vigilance. In the Warner family album, that day at the mall would be marked by a photograph of Daniel and Ethan, ice cream in hand, grinning with the pure, unadulterated joy of childhood.